So I know what you're thinking. You know, you saw the last episode and you're thinking, man, that was pretty crazy, right? But like, you think today's going to be a normal episode?
I've been attacked by the government for the last week.
No, today's not a normal episode. Today's not a normal episode. Let me tell you why.
Why is it not a normal episode?
Well, for one, we got these letters, right? And the three things I'm grateful for: Thalia, Tono, and the Nerd Slice podcast, obviously.
The E stands the rest for of our the friends.
Let me finish. The E stands for everyone because I love all of you. I'm thankful for all of you. And I'm thankful that you're here right now for the Nerd Slice podcast. The Nerd Slice podcast. Every episode, something will happen. That's right. We have a new tagline. Deal with it.
I feel like you started this podcast a little aggressive.
Do you want to see aggressive? I'm going to show people my toes.
No.
Why? Why? What's wrong with my toes? I want you right now to tell me what is wrong with my toes, because I cut my toenails. Exactly.
I was going to say, you don't cut your toenails.
What else is wrong with my toenails? With my toes?
You want me to expose you right now?
Sure.
You don't have that nice of feet. You would not be able to start.
Why are you crushing my dreams of becoming a foot model?
I mean, listen, if you like started a feet routine where you like, you know how people
an
like,
only an only feet instead of an only fans, an only feet.
Well, that exists.
Is it called OnlyFeet?
No, it's not called OnlyFeet. It's called Feet Finder. I just said it.
Feet, why do you know what it is, Donald?
Because one of my...
Listen, I will never king shame you.
One of my coworkers...
One of your coworkers sells feet pics?
No, one of my coworkers got approached to sell feet pic.
Did they do it?
I cannot neither confirm nor deny.
Did you subscribe?
No. Do you have a foot fetish?
No. I do not. I do think it's funny though, because we've said that it's no secret that our good friend Aesthetica terrified of feet.
Oh,
we have emotionally scarred her, and it all started because of that stupid Sonic. Put those grippers away, right? But she the other day, and I also got on my TikTok. Mm-hmm. It's one of Lightning McQueen sucking someone's toes.
Why
not? By the way, we're gonna play Rocket League again.
Because of Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, absolutely. Fucking lewdly. But yeah, we got some letters, right? T&E. T&E.
So
stands for tacos.
And tattoos? No,
and
that doesn't make sense.
Nope, that's two T's.
So the funny thing about these letters is that these are the letters that they put up for your engagement. Congratulations.
Thank you. I am engaged.
You are. And the only thing... The minute we... What?
What?
I've given up. When we walked into the party for their engagement, all anyone could say is, oh, look, it's Tono and Evan.
No, I started going.
No, you started.
Tono and Evan.
You started it. Then I walked in and said, look, it's Tono and Evan.
We also changed it.
And then your
it.
Mother said Tono and Evan.
But we also changed it because before it was E&T and everyone thought that it was the Evan fucking. No, everyone thought it was the fucking alien.
Oh, E.T.
E.T. phone home. E.T.
There's
phone home.
There's nothing wrong with E.T.
There's nothing wrong with E.T. That's why it's like the longest surviving ride in Universal Studios.
It's a terrible ride.
It's I think it's kind of cool.
It's
it like says awful. Your name. The animatronics kind of look like they're cracked out, and like, you know me, I love cracked out things.
Didn't they?
That's why I'm friends with you.
That's the nicest thing you've ever
thank
said.
You it's- of course I- welcome back, by the way.
Welcome back
or like- my phone disconnected from the TV. It's okay. Tell them why it's okay, Tono. Tell them why it's okay.
Because today, we're going to actually entertain you, unlike what the fuck was last episode.
Is there a way to screen lock? I'm going to just pretend
there was,
that we're screen
last
locking.
Last episode was a lot.
Phone rang.
Last episode was a lot, and I want to apologize.
I don't.
I do.
I don't want to apologize. They know what they signed up for. We asked them a question, why do you guys watch us? Most of the answers were because they know us, but you know, that's besides the point, right? They don't watch us for normalcy. If you wanted normalcy, you would watch like Gwyneth Paltrow's podcast.
Do you
don't know she has a podcast?
Do you know why it's mostly people we know?
Does Gwyneth Paltrow have a podcast?
Who's Gwyneth Paltrow?
Total. You can't keep doing this.
I can and I will.
Most of our friends watch us because they love us.
No, of course. But most of our viewers...
And because we're entertaining.
Most of our viewers are our friends, right?
Actually, we finally hit above that statistic, by the way. Look at us learning. Let's go. We appreciate you.
Cool. Then my joke falls flat.
No, but I also don't want you to not have your joke, so you can... What's your joke?
Oh, I was going to say that most of our friends watch us because we're not entertaining and we can't get anyone else to watch us.
No, we got you guys, and we appreciate it.
We do.
I was also told that people find it interesting that, like, this is how I sit on the pod.
Yeah, I don't have my feet. I also find it interesting, so... You do you, boo-boo.
I mean, when you're 5'4", you know, you gotta... When you can, you should.
Sit cross-legged on a couch?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the desk chair that you sit cross-legged for? I kind of want to buy it for you.
I'm sorry, the what?
There's a chair. There's like a desk chair. Like for work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant so that you can... It's a little longer... Mm-hmm. On the...
Like the front?
No, the back area. The, like, butt area. So that you can crisscross.
That sounds awesome. Yes, I would like that.
People use it for, like, sitting crisscross. And also, people like to sit on their knees, which... If you like to sit on your...
Sorry, continue.
Do you like to sit on your knees?
Like...
Destalia, like people... Like people I'm going to be feral today. Like people I apologize.
Like people in Japan, where they're just like...
Yes. Like people in Japan.
No, you know who does that though? Ooh. Our friend Sticks. He was doing that yesterday. He just like sits on his knees.
Don't know how people do that. I sit on my knees.
It doesn't seem comfortable.
I sit on my knees and like I know a lot of people do it. My ankles hurt.
Yes, it's always the ankle pain.
Yeah, it's not the knee thing. It's the ankle thing. My ankles feel so... Maybe I just got a dump truck.
And maybe we just have weak... Maybe we have weak ankles. You want to do some ankle workouts after this? We'll just like... We'll do like...
How... Explain to me how you think ankle works.
So what we're doing is like we get the weight, right? Like, yes. Let's pretend this is the weight, right? Okay. And you know how you can curl?
Yes.
We'll just curl, but with our ankles. Call that an ankle workout. What's the dumbest exercise?
I thought you were going to say what's the dumbest thing I've ever said. I was going to say that. What's the dumbest exercise? There's no dumb exercise. There was exercises that I feel that you shouldn't do.
I'm really proud of you, by the way.
Why?
You didn't steal one of my shirts today. And honestly, that's
I've
a
worn
win
this
for me.
This shirt on the podcast. Well, I've worn this shirt on the podcast like five times.
So fun fact, if you guys want to buy something for Donald for Christmas, buy him shirts because Donald, for some reason, will never wear the exact same shirt on the podcast
I've worn this shirt on the podcast. I'm going to expose myself. It's not that the laundry isn't done. It's that it's not folded. When I came back from my trip, I had like one load of laundry that hadn't been folded. But then I had to obviously clean all the stuff from my trips. And so that's another load. And it was big enough. So that's three loads. And then a fourth load just recently. And so there's just four loads of laundry that I have not folded. Will it get folded? Who knows?
If you give me $10 and a cup of coffee...
You cannot fold my clothes.
Why?
Do you know how I fold my clothes?
Yeah, you got that little fucking...
Yeah, you don't know how to do it.
I do know how to do it.
How?
I owned one. You put the shirt in the middle.
Oh, I don't do it like that.
How do you do it then?
I roll my shirts.
Oh, you
do
your
rolls,
bro.
You know I roll my shirts.
Like a fucking burrito, bro. Like you're a Taco Bell worker. Just going...
I'd be a good Taco Bell worker.
I don't think you would be a good Taco Bell worker.
I'd be a good Chipotle worker.
No, because here's my thing. I feel like you would want to make someone their wrap, but then you would judge what they're eating and you'd be like, I'm not making that.
So you worked in the food industry.
Sadly.
Yes, I did too. Tell me.
When did you work in the food industry?
In college.
What did you work at in college?
I worked
in
Steak and Shake.
There's no way you worked at Steak
and
Shake.
Yes, I did.
There's no way that no.
I know Thalia also worked at Steak and Shake.
Yeah, no, we can't do this right now.
Yes.
Go away. Go away.
Yes, what? I worked at a Steak and Shake for a bit.
There we go.
It was not a long time.
Can you tell me the secrets then?
No. I also worked at Barnes & Noble.
That one I knew about.
Yeah.
That was the dream when I was 11. To work at a Barnes & Noble.
I did not work at Steak & Shake for very long. It was like my senior year at the very end. I just worked, like I would come up to Orlando and work for a bit and that's it.
Do you think Steak & Shake would be as popular if it was called Shake & Steak?
No, I think the steak needs to be up front.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like if you make other things around King of the Burgers instead of Burger King.
No. Donald Mick.
These went.
So tell me right now, you did not judge people when you were working in the food industry.
So I have, so fun fact, I used to work at a place that primarily served mac and cheese. Right, we were like a mac and cheese board game. It was a really cool concept, actually.
Mac and cheese was a really cool company. Yeah, yeah.
Moment of science.
I think good it place. Needed to be a little bit bigger.
Good place. I agree. It was a smaller store anymore.
So
smaller store, but really good times. I actually enjoyed my time there. Not like
you always
food industry.
About it.
Food industry is tough.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my coworkers, enjoyed the people. Right. It was just one time though. However, right, because we have a whole little spiel. We have a whole little thing where we're like. Welcome to Mac and Chess, blah, blah, blah. You know, like this is what I recommend. And then we'd always be like, yeah, like you can put a scoop of mac on anything, right? And I saw a glint in someone's eyes and they went, anything? And I went, oh God, what is this motherfucker going to do? What is this sacrilege that I am about to witness? Yeah.
Before you unveil what it is, was it something on the menu?
No.
Was it something that you guys made? But didn't have mac and cheese on it before.
Yes.
Was it a fucking pastry?
So here's, you know, they're there for a while. It was like a birthday. They were actually a pretty fun group. Right? Yeah, yeah. Like they actually left me a really good Yelp review. They're like, yo, this guy, awesome.
It's probably because you made an abomination.
2 hours pass, right? And he comes up to me and he goes, I'm going to get an Oreo cheesecake. I go, yeah, awesome. He goes, with a scoop of mac on it. And I went, pardon? And he went, yeah. You said we could put mac and cheese on anything. So this man ordered a, and mind you, it's cold. Like
it's a cheesecake.
Cheesecakes are like stored in the fridge.
Yes.
So I hand this man a cold Oreo cheesecake with whipped cream on it and chocolate sauce. And my heart shattered as I just go and put a scoop. I'm not even joking with you.
No.
I have the photo.
No. So wait a minute.
So that was definitely the strangest thing.
But let me ask you a question as you pull this
You
up.
Can ask me anything, Donald.
Did you try it?
I did not.
Damn it, dude!
He did say...
So, does that mean...
He did say that it was strange, but he said that he liked the consistency of hot and cold. Which I get some people do because like, I don't like lettuce on my burger because of that.
I feel like we have to try this.
I don't know if I want to try it.
But here's the thing, and I think you know this. I think our viewers have figured it out by now. I do not like chocolate.
What?
So chocolate cheesecake sounds like not a good time for me. But I will try it with mac and cheese. Oh God.
That's it. Editor Tono, maybe?
I will put it in the middle here. This looks disgusting. This looks like a travesty to food.
Yeah, once again, to each their own.
Like, this looks like a travesty.
Like, we want to have a whole thing about food combos. So, I mean, some people have to like certain things. We did that one episode, remember, where people were like, pickles with peanut butter or like, you know.
Burger King foot lettuce. Every time you talk about food that's a mix, you always
speaking,
do the
Speaking
same.
Of food, you know, because, you know, it's coming up.
Wait, but like, we have to try this.
Mac and cheese on an Oreo cheesecake. You don't even like chocolate.
I will try it for the.
You're gonna try chocolate.
I will try it.
I will make it. I will make you an Oreo cheesecake.
Hey, listen.
If you're not going out later, if we're not doing anything later, we're making it.
Hey.
Yeah. Now you fucking regret it, huh?
No. I don't regret it. I will try this. Hey.
Yeah.
It better have the same type of mac and cheese you made at Mac and Chess.
I have the recipe.
Yeah, I know you do.
Do I remember it? No, but will I text people? Absolutely.
Hey, I will try this.
Okay. Cool. You're going to throw up. It's going to be worse than the bananas.
No, it's not going to be
worse. It's going to be worse than the
bananas. Oh my God, I'm not going to be here for my birthday. Fuck, I can't try. I wanted to do
you
a bit.
You still have to.
We'll do it after. No. No.
It has to be on your birthday?
It has to be
Take
on my
Take a fucking
birthday.
Banana with you.
No.
Where are you going again?
Finland.
They have to have bananas in
Finland. No. They're going to have a banana in Finland.
So then just eat a banana.
But it's like, no, here's the thing.
Eat un banana.
Here's the thing. All of you, like, I've been told that I don't do this by many people. So I was going to do it in front of all of you. And I'm going to be like, look, guys.
So you were just going to throw up? Yeah, you were just going to throw up. Which is like, isn't food weird?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that, like, I don't like like, I don't necessarily like tomatoes, but I fuck with ketchup. Like, you get me? Like, food in different forms is just so strange because you hate bananas, but the only smoothie you drink is a strawberry banana smoothie.
So here's the thing. I think it's more about the texture.
I think you're not a texture person.
I'm not a texture person.
Because I feel like you would be okay with the Oreo cheesecake by itself because, like, the chocolate, which...
I don't...
Have you ever had, like,
dark
liquid...
chocolate? Yes.
No, like, liquid chocolate.
Yes.
Like, chocolate sauce.
I've had fondue, yes.
And did you like it?
No. I didn't like it because
So you don't like chocolate, whether it's solid,
here's
liquid...
Here's the thing.
Have you ever had a chocolate-covered strawberry?
Yes.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
So I think you just don't like... Like hard, no,
I
but it's
like,
weird.
I don't like pure chocolate because it's too strong. It's the same reason that I don't like Guinness.
I love Guinness.
I know you like Guinness. I don't like really dark.
Can we set
beers?
A Guinness? Are they related?
No.
Is Guinness Book of World Records and the beer Guinness related? Someone fact checked us. This is why we need like our live studio audience sometimes.
Yeah. Although they get
they're a little quiet today.
They're getting a little bold recently.
A little bold.
Bold.
It's a weird word. Bold. Bold. Ready? Bold. I don't know if they're related. Can we set a Guinness Book of World Record? What do you want to? That's your question of the day. What Guinness Book of World Record?
Do you want to see
us? You want to see us try to set? Do you have any in mind?
No, I don't. But
longest podcast.
No.
Like just
veto.
Just,
veto.
Just,
veto.
Just,
veto. 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 Veto.
72-hour live podcast.
You will hate me.
I'm not going to hate you.
You will hate me.
I'm not going to hate you. Will I need like a little, like maybe like a week break? Possibly. I think we could do it. That's how it is.
No.
Yes.
Okay. You guys, let us know what you guys would like to see us do to try to break a record. And we'll try to do a special
longest
episode.
Scat? No, that sounds like poop.
That sounds like hell. You're choosing all of the ones. Stop doing the longest whatevers. That sounds like hell. Dude.
Wow. You're so popular.
No, stop.
You said stop it. See, you're like, yeah, I'm popular.
No, I'm not popular.
So.
What are you gonna segue to now?
You said the word.
I did say the
you're
word.
You're a hoe. You're a little hoe. you're like Santa because you're a little ho right now. I'm gonna call you out.
Donal,
2 minutes before the podcast. Yo, Evan, like, I know you like to do it, but, like, don't say we're segueing because, like, you know, it's just a segue. Don't actually segue.
No.
And Donald, right now. So we're going to segue.
No.
Fuck you.
My statement was that every time you do a good segue, which you're good at them.
I know I am.
You're always like, it's that that's the segue.
You want to hear something
Dude,
funny?
Come on.
Do you want to hear something funny?
What?
So I was talking to some of my coworkers, right? And we were just, like, talking about,
you
like,
talk
yeah,
to your
like.
Coworkers?
I do talk to my coworkers.
Do you know my coworkers call me Ho-Ho?
Like the bird? Like the Pokemon?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because all of our names, we have like a
Is it
because
you're
thing.
Built like a bird?
I don't know if that's an insult.
It's not an insult. Birds are cool. Especially penguins.
What's your favorite bird?
Penguins.
Penguins?
There's something cool about penguins. They can't fly, and I feel like that's beautiful in some sense. Because they're different. Other than bird? Not birds.
What were you going to segue
other
to
than
before
I... Other than penguins? I used to think
I used to think
vultures were cool just because how big their wings are, but then I would see them eat things. I'm like, damn, that's a little fucked up.
I like ostriches.
You're an asshole. I hate ostriches. Ostriches are awful. Look at me. Look at me right now. I want you guys to picture this because everyone always asks, why are you afraid of ostriches? Like, Evan, why are you afraid of ostriches? I want you to look at videos of ostriches running next to cars. I want you to imagine being in a car in the middle of the night, looking to your right and seeing this giant 7-foot monstrosity running next to you without breaking eye contact. And I want you to tell me that you wouldn't be scared. You know what is another?
And then think about if it could talk and it's just going, bah. No.
Bah.
No. And it just goes,
mother. Mother.
Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, Bird Christ?
Bird Kage. He's a Hokage, but for birds.
But no, they're
you know
not
what,
scary,
no,
dude.
No, you know what is scary, though?
What?
Because, and I promise you, I will get back to my original thought after this. So, Dalia and I were on TikTok, right? And it was this video in the middle of the night in Australia.
Yes.
And just at this man's, like, window.
Uh-huh.
Kangaroo. And let me tell you, I've never been afraid of kangaroos, but there was something so viciously terrifying of this thing just, like, there, like, hitting the glass. And I was like, Damn, kangaroos are kind of fucking scary.
No, they're not.
Don't know. They're like as tall as us.
Okay.
They're like muscular.
All right.
And it just looks like...
It's a big bunny.
Don't know. I'm going to show you the video that I saw. And you're going to be like...
Send me the video and I will put it up right here.
That's a little what?
I will put it up right here. Listen, they're not that scary. Maybe he just wanted some mac and cheese.
You're telling me right now, if it was the middle, look at me right now. You know that infamous creepy, the creepy hallway that's in your house?
Yes.
Imagine waking up to get water and just a kangaroo at the other end of the hallway.
I would give him a hug.
You're telling me that you wouldn't be like, absolutely not.
I would give him a hug.
Yeah, and then he would rock your shit.
Now if it was a sloth.
You don't like sloths?
After Slotherhouse?
Slotherhouse was a really good movie, by the way, guys. You guys should watch it.
Slotherhouse was really well done.
You guys should watch it. Shot really well. Dumb concept.
Dumbest concept. No, I would not be scared of a giant bunny.
Back to my original thought. My coworkers were like, yeah, like you know what you'd be really good at, Evan? Like, broadcast. And I was like, you know, it's funny.
It's funny you mentioned
that. Because, like, I did start off in college studying broadcast.
I think you would have hated
it. Now I have a podcast. I would have hated it. I imagine going to work just being like, three children died in a fire.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast and why I hate news.
Sorry, I'm just copying you. Continue.
I'm going to punch the fuck out of him after this.
Continue. Why do you hate the news?
I hate the news because the news, what it is it's, let's say it's a 30 minute.
Continue. It's a 30-minute podcast. Nope, not a podcast.
Let's say it's a 30-minute news broadcast, right?
Uh-huh.
It is 21 minutes of the worst things that could possibly happen to humanity.
Of course, like
everyone died, earthquake
in Haiti.
Yeah, everyone died.
Man stabbed.
Syria.
Man stabbed by an Eggo waffle. Continue.
I think that would actually be a great
I think that should be the title of the episode.
Eggo waffle.
Man stabbed by Eggo waffle. Continue.
It's 21 minutes of just the worst things that could possibly happen to humanity.
I'm so sorry. Continue. My brain said 21 and I went, 21. Could you do something for me?
And then 7 minutes of commercials because fuck commercials.
And that's how they get their money.
And then 1 minute of, look at this puppy.
We should have 21 minutes of the puppy.
But it's... At the very end of the broadcast. So it's you just are given the worst of humanity. And then like, but before we leave you, look at this puppy. I hate it. I thought about this the other day that I want us to do. Terrible people.
I thought of something I want us to do.
But if you're in news,
good for you.
I appreciate
you. We appreciate all the hard work you do.
Your job is, I was gonna say not hard. Your job is very hard.
Shout out to our two friends from middle school that are in news broadcast.
Yeah.
There might be more. I only know two.
I know two that are reporters.
I know two that are reporters as well, which if you're watching this, I don't know if you are. Congrats. Thank you. We appreciate you.
I've caught a broadcast from each of them.
I've only seen a broadcast from one of them.
I've seen a broadcast from each of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
Yep.
We could have used them in CTV, but you know, fuck
us. You know, everyone, you know, people find their stuff later on. So you know how they have the YouTube videos of like celebrities playing with puppies?
Yes.
Yeah, I want us to do that. Like, I don't know how we would. Like, maybe we need to blow up a little more so we can, like.
I'll just bring Loki and he will run away from us.
Yeah, he'll just run. Yeah?
Loki played with me yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know when you know when you're with a dog?
An ankle biter. Continue.
You know when he's a. When you're with dogs and then you just kind of, like, jump at them really quickly and then they, like, get down the paws and then they play with you? Loki, in his whole life,
has never done that.
And yesterday, I was like, Loki. And he went... And he...
Aww.
I was... My earth shattered. I love that dog.
Cool.
He's a little bitch, but I love
him.
I'm
going to tell everyone about our sponsor for today.
Oh,
while
we have
you
a sponsor
go check
for today?
Our camera.
Okay.
All right. Today's sponsor of the day is kangaroos and ostriches. A little scary. Sometimes they, you know, are a little wacky, and yet they're still animals. I'm just kidding. Today's sponsor of the day, we actually do have an official sponsor of the day. Like our very first, well, our second technically. Our second.
We don't actually have a sponsor for today, do we?
We do.
Who?
I'm not lying.
Who?
Our sponsor of the day is you guys.
Oh.
Because you guys are real. You're real to us. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you guys telling other people about the pod because I will say I've had a lot more people that have told me that they've told other people And like how
I'd rather it be Raid Shadow Legends if I'm being straight.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Today's episode is
you
sponsored.
You guys are great, but Raid Shadow Legends, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we became those Raid Shadow Legends?
No,
sponsored?
That's how we'll come know on. We'll make it. That's how we'll know what making. You know how we had that third party that we don't talk to anymore that got sponsored that one time by Raid Shadow Legends? I was like, that's it. I know that you have a modicum of success now. And like, come on. You respect it, right?
We have that third party that we just don't talk to anymore. But dude, you didn't have to say it like that.
Tacos and enchiladas. I figured it out. I figured it out. Yeah?
Enchiladas?
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas. What is an enchilada?
I have no fucking clue. It's just a sad taco.
Because like it's like a soft taco, but it has like sauce on it, I think,
it's
right?
A sad
or is that
taco.
A chimichanga? No, chimichangas are fried. Chimichangas are fried. Enchiladas, I think, are soft boys.
Well, we like soft boys.
We do like soft boys. I feel like you and I are soft boys.
We are. 100%.
We are soft boys. We're nope.
Nope, say gonna it.
Leave it there.
Say it. Nope. No, motherfucker.
We
say
are
it.
We are growers, not showers. We're soft boys. Everyone's a little soft boy sometimes. Know what I mean?
Didn't think that that's what you were gonna yeah. say.
Are
you a soft boy?
I mean, I grew up in middle class. I'm pretty sure I'm not from the streets, you know.
But do you have to grow up in the streets to be what's
like
the,
like
what's
toughened
the,
and
what's the separate the opposite of a soft boy? Hard boy? I don't like that one.
Diamond Head from Ben 10.
Oh, that's right. You are a geek.
Don't. Our podcast is called the Nerd Slice Podcast.
I want to call the whole.
What gave it away? My Hercules t-shirt? My 26-hour Spider-Man 2 playthrough? My collection of all the Shrek movies except for the first one, because I don't know where the fuck the first movie is. What gave it away, Donald?
Can I call the whole world out for a second?
If you want to fight the whole world, sure.
You know, fuck our childhood.
Yeah, because growing up, we were like, oh, you guys are nerds? Like, that's
yeah,
dumb.
Like,
and now, like, everyone likes anime.
Everyone likes everything
everyone likes
we've
anime.
Liked our whole life.
All of
fuck
a sudden,
you guys.
All of a sudden, liking Marvel superheroes is cool
hey,
and relevant.
Yeah. Hey.
But fuck
this
me.
This isn't to everyone.
Fuck me for reading Aragorn.
Hey, this isn't for most of the people that probably watch this podcast. But if you were young and weren't a nerd, fuck you. Fuck you. Honestly, fuck you. Because
actually,
now
no.
They're like, they're not now like, oh, anime's cool. We know. All right? We know. Evan and I bought Shonen Jump at Publix when it was still saran wrapped.
Y'all are dick riding Jujutsu Kaisen. I bet about Jujutsu Kaisen. I bet about Naruto. Dragon Ball Z? A little before
it's
my time. Little
no,
before
no.
my time.
Dragon Ball Z is
little
right.
before
like,
my
it's,
time.
It's okay.
I think it's cool. Cool fight scenes. And Goku, bad dad. That's my argument. I know people had this argument. I don't think Goku's a good father.
I don't think Goku's a dad.
Goku is a father.
No.
No, here's the thing. Do I think Goku has had moments where he's a good dad? Yeah. But like, my man just dipped. And I know we're going to get arguments, specifically from one person who edits our TikToks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like...
But I don't think
Goku's
a dad.
I'm
going
to stop now because he has the opportunity to make us look really bad in clips.
I don't think Goku's a dad.
You know who's a good dad?
Who?
Vegeta.
Vegeta is a good
dad. Vegeta's a good dad. He's a good husband, too.
Although, didn't Trunks end up, like, hating him or something?
I don't think so.
I don't know Dragon Ball Z that much.
It's okay.
Actually
I know, it's okay.
Can I call you out for something?
Sure.
So as I look at you and your beautiful face, I am in my periphery. I am always greeted by this lovely mirror that's behind you. And this lovely mirror has shown the faces of weird people staring at us throughout the podcast.
Why are you calling our friends
Why
weird?
Why is it so dirty?
Why are you calling our friends weird? I'm calling you out now.
No. Why is your fucking mirror so dirty?
I don't know. We just haven't
Why
cleaned
do people
it.
Touch this?
We just haven't.
I just see so many fingerprints.
No, that's not fingerprints. That's like, you know, like the sticker.
No,
when you buy
from
friends?
Here, there's fingerprints.
Oh.
Do you guys see it on? There's fingerprints.
I don't think they can.
You guys need to clean.
We do clean. Donald, you really want to do this right now?
Yeah.
Okay. How many weeks of laundry do you have?
3, 4.
Yeah. Shut
yeah.
your mouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Mr. Nope. Not gonna. Nope. Eye shoes. Peace and love, life and death and love and earth. Nope, that's not the lyrics. No, yeah, it is.
No, it's life and death
and
love
and
war and peace.
Peace and nope, life and death and
Wow, we
love
are
and death
fake.
And love and worth and peace and war on the planet Earth.
We are fake Steven Universe
we
fans.
Are not. I'm the biggest Steven Universe fan.
Yeah?
Yeah, give me a Steven Universe fact. Guarantee you I'll get it.
A fact?
Yeah.
Or a question?
Just a question.
Okay, okay, okay. How many diamonds are there?
See, here's my thing, right? The technical answer is 4. But would it be on brand? Would it be on brand for Rebecca Sugar to want to be like, there's actually 9.
And that's why I know you're a nerd. Because you were like, okay, wait a minute. Technically there's 4.
Technically.
But spoilers. Technically Pink Diamond speaking, no longer technically
but that's
exists,
what I'm saying. She doesn't exist.
Steven does.
But Steven
does. So
but Steven. But here's the thing,
so
is that
funny.
Steven is technically Pink Diamond, but Steven is technically more of...
human.
No, he's
human.
More
straight human.
Why am I for now? My brain hurts. What was Pink Diamond's other form?
Rose
quartz. Pink Diamond. Nope. Steven is technically more rose quartz from that viewpoint. I don't know. It's weird. Rebecca Sugar's on TikTok. If you want to watch our podcast, we'd appreciate it. We love you.
And like, if you can make more Steven Universe,
yes,
really
please,
like
please. That'd be. You know what I think is the greatest thing about the internet?
What?
You know why the internet won the other day? Because
what?
You know what was leaked on the same day?
What?
The exact same day, GTA 6, which I know everyone's been waiting for that for a while, right? And Shrek 5. And I feel like that's the day the internet won. They were like, oh my God, we got Shrek 5 and GTA 6 on the same day. Wow. 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 I'll clean my mirror later. Fuck you. Anyway, so, you know, we were on the topic of...
I want you not to clean your mirror until Thalia watches this podcast. So in like 3 weeks. And then she's
no, she's
like,
actually been pretty good about watching them. She really liked the last one. Mostly because she came in as a ghost.
She likes the one that...
That she's in.
I almost died in.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. Your mental health deteriorated. People enjoyed it, though. I got a lot of good feedback.
I'm glad that you guys enjoyed me getting attacked by the government. My eyes haven't been the same since that podcast. I had to buy glasses because I started getting blurred. It was bad. Very bad.
What kind of glasses?
Blue light glasses.
You had blue light glasses?
I had to get new ones.
To get you blue light glasses?
Ones that
like,
were
stronger?
Were stronger, yeah.
Why are you not wearing them?
Because we're not staring at a screen. I'm staring at your beautiful
your
face.
Your phone is a screen.
I'm not staring
and
at
thank
it
you.
Right
I know my face is beautiful. I've been working on my skincare, so.
What
take care of your face.
And
take care
you,
of your face.
What made you start
take
that?
Take care of your face. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to be completely
yes.
honest? It's the body dysmorphia for me.
I thought you were going to say Tony.
Well, no, Tony, our friend, Tony started doing a little bit more about his skin, and I thought about it, and I told Talia that for a while. Now, like, I've never really been on top of, like, other than, like,
yeah.
basic hygiene, I've never really been, like, on top of, like, my skincare,
yes.
like, you know, all that. And I was like, you know what, like, if I'm working out now, like, if I'm going to take care of myself, I want to fully take care of mm-hmm. myself. So, you know, I bought a few little supplies.
So what'd you buy?
I bought moisturizer,
nice,
like
nice,
daily
nice.
Daily
yeah,
face
yeah,
moisturizer,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Thalia is gonna let me borrow until I buy because they have daily moisturizer that also has SPF in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I'm a little white boy, and
yeah.
If I'm in the sun for more than 20 minutes, I look like
which one are you borrowing?
A tomato? What?
Which one are you borrowing?
It's called Elf.
Oh, that's not
that's
the one
the,
I use.
That's the brand name. What's one you use?
Does
yours have SPF?
Ferrero Rocher.
That's chocolate.
Then it is Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher is the chocolate.
It is something Rocher.
Okay. It's definitely not Ferrer.
Is it not Ferrer?
I mean, you can look it up. Maybe they maybe this is like Guinness again.
I do use a moisturizer for CeraVe and a face wash.
Nice.
And then I have a serum.
I bought Cetaphil because it's also good for people that have sensitive skin, and I'm a sensitive skin boy.
I feel like you're not a sensitive skin boy.
But I have psoriasis.
In the back of your head.
Yeah.
But not in the front.
Thank God for that, bro.
Thank God.
So I got a face. I got moisturizer, and I got a face scrub, like a cleanser. There we go. I got it. I got a little face cleanser, and I got some oils that I picked up from my parents' house for my beard, because my beard also gets a little scratchy. What is it? What's it called? What's it called?
It's called La Roche-Posay. I'm so bad at names. Oh my God. Hey, at least I got the feeling right.
How can we like butcher your name?
You can't.
Tanny.
Tanny?
Tanny.
Tanny.
Tanny. Tanny. Tanny companion.
No, Tanny companion.
Tanny Campani. You sound Tanny like Campani. Hannah Montana, but in a different font.
Tanny Campani.
Tanny Campani. Tanny Campani. Nice. We'll get into that. We have a question. Our question of the day is somewhat related to that. Yes. Thanksgiving's coming up, Donald. I know it's your favorite holiday because it's around your birthday and, you know, you like to be the center of attention most of the time.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be here for my birthday.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't.
You will.
I will not.
I created a teleporter and we're just going to go.
Listen.
You know how in Jujutsu Kaisen, the thing that nerds like, because we're nerds and it's cool to be a nerd? You know how he claps and then he... Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the problem.
Am I fucking up the audio by doing that?
Yes. Here's the thing. You could create a teleporter, right? Mm-hmm. I think if you tried, you'd smart enough to do it.
I'm going
to
tie your hands.
But then it would get destroyed because it'd be electronic.
Fair. I'm going to tie your hands together.
Why?
Because you talk with your hands so much.
I do talk with my hands.
Like...
So you're going to take away a fundamental thing about me.
Yes.
Wow. Fake friend.
I'm going to shove a banana down your throat.
What?
I'm going to shove a banana down your throat.
And then I will...
Covered in chocolate.
And then I will...
Covered in chocolate? Mixed with Coke. Coca-Cola, not cocaine.
Oh my god, that sounds terrible.
I had a friend of mine that used to so
oh
they
my
would,
god,
they
no,
would
that,
eat.
That actually made me...
Yeah, take a second. Breathe. Look at me. Hey. Nope, never mind.
I am the captain.
Nope. I was gonna say something else, but it's a reference to something.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine that would eat pizza,
yes,
right? And like they would not eat the crust, and then they would dip the crust in soda and then eat it. And I was so baffled the first time I saw that. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, it's absorbing like the soda. So you get this like bread,
soda.
I get how people like soda.
I do not like fizzy drinks. I mean,
you're such an enigma. I'm really curious what your child's going to come out like. Like if they get your same... Are food palates genetic?
I don't know.
Like if... I feel like it's not, right? Like if you don't like a certain food, will your child have the...
I think my child will
like
be allowed to do
disposition
whatever
to
maybe
not like that food.
Maybe.
Like I know
you
can,
you know, there's
subconsciously
two people in usually a child.
You're gonna,
right?
You're gonna end up with like the most... You're gonna marry Willy Wonka. Like the woman equivalent of Willy Wonka. She's gonna own like a chocolate empire.
You know, period.
And you're gonna
girl
be like
boss queen.
And you're gonna be like, wow. And she's gonna kiss you and it's gonna taste like chocolate. And you're gonna be like,
I don't hate chocolate. You know, like I eat chocolate. I just do not like pure chocolate. There has to be something with the chocolate.
I don't know why I was looking at the TV like the TV's the camera. So Donald.
Yes.
Thanksgiving's coming up, baby.
It is.
Thanksgiving coming up. Like I said, it's your favorite holiday because you're the center of attention.
It is not my favorite holiday.
It's your favorite holiday. What's your favorite holiday? Labor Day?
Aardvark. Aardvark Day.
Aardvark
Day.
Aardvark Day?
Yeah.
Elaborate what that is.
I have no fucking clue.
All right, cool.
Thanksgiving is not my favorite holiday.
Thanksgiving food. What's like the best and the worst? Let's tier list it.
Okay.
What's at the top?
Ham.
Ooh, like a good,
like a
cooked.
Good, yeah, a good
like
cooked
a good,
ham.
I like it when it has like...
The crusty
not like
outside
syrup, but like you
not
get like
crusty,
how it
crispy
has like... It's not syrup, but it has some sort of like...
Yeah, it has like a sauce on it.
Like a honey. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
honey
yeah
ham.
Oh, yeah.
Honey ham. Honey you ham know I gotta say it. Some motherfucking corn casserole. Like a corn
I'm not
souffle
a super big corn casserole guy, but like I
have
get
have you
it
had mine?
Yeah,
have
no
I made it for you?
No. Well, you've made it. Just
like
not
you
for
haven't
me
had it?
Nope.
You gotta have it. I'm gonna make it this year for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna be here for Thanksgiving, so.
That's fine.
We'll oh, no, have... I am gonna be here for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we'll do
not
that.
It's not my birthday.
We'll do that.
Cool. Can I go to the bottom of the list?
Sure.
Turkey.
Get the fuck.
No. Mm-mm.
You don't like turkey?
It's not that I don't like turkey. Listen, I think turkey's good. I just think it's overrated. I don't
think it's overrated.
I think it's
I
overrated.
I like a good turkey, like mm-hmm pulled turkey. Mm-hmm. Fucking phenomenal.
I think it's okay.
With some gravy? Bro.
Okay, but then we fall into the same fucking argument you and I have always had. If you need something else to make it
no
better.
No, turkey is good by itself.
No,
but
I don't
adding
think so
gravy just
no
makes it better.
No, I think adding gravy makes it better.
It's like listening to like the podcast.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Always.
Right? Listening to the podcast while you're naked, there's something liberating about that. I was trying to find a way to do it. But I feel like that's also...
I liked our prior question of the day for the Guinness Book of World Records, but I also kind of want them to answer if they watch our podcast naked.
But here's my thing. I feel like no one ever does, because, like, you know, like, you would do that in the comfort of your... No, I haven't.
Then how would you know?
That's the thing, is, like, I have to retract it, because most people listen to podcasts in their car.
So you're a liar.
No, I've definitely listened to podcasts naked at one point. I definitely have, because I played it one time while I was taking a shower. I just, like, had it there. Gotta get those views up, you know? So I was just listening to it.
That's the most narcissistic thing you have ever said.
While I was in the shower. So, like, I technically have heard the podcast. I'm trying to remember which podcast it was I was listening to.
Okay.
It was Todos Potatoes. And I remember specifically that it was Todos Potatoes.
So as we're talking about potatoes...
Mashed potatoes. It's gotta be in the top.
It's close.
It's gotta be in the top. You know what's at the bottom for me?
It's close.
So sorry. This is gonna be my equivalent to you that one time.
I just think turkey's overrated.
I don't like green beans. I think green beans are okay.
No, yeah, I don't fuck with them.
And like a lot of people make like green bean casserole, and I feel like it's worse in green bean casserole than normal green beans.
Yeah, I agree.
What else? What the fuck is stuffing?
Honestly, you're talking to the wrong person.
Like, you know how there's like turkey and then stuffing.
Yeah, yeah. But we talked about like how I don't corn, like turkey, so
different things.
Stuffing's not gonna make it better.
Yams. Can I get to the yams?
I've never had yams.
I don't think I've ever had yams either. What's other cranberry? So this is cranberry, like cranberry sauce. Slaps.
I think I'm not a sauce.
I'm gonna look
person.
At more.
I'm not a sauce person. But I've heard that cranberry slaps. This might be just my family. So. I'm gonna put it up there because it's been constant in my family.
I like that my Wi-Fi said this browser is not private. This isn't my own Wi-Fi.
Mm.
Continue.
Cool. So I usually have some moros. I usually have like moros for Thanksgiving. And brother, oh, I love me some dirty rice.
See, but that's my thing. Like, maybe it's a Hispanic thing.
It's super Hispanic.
Like, I don't think about rice when I think about Thanksgiving food.
No, if we're talking about like the quintessential American Thanksgiving, then no.
There we go. I finally found.
Like, it's not pero in mi familia, we always have some moros and oh.
None of these I've ever seen in Thanksgiving.
I used to not like dirty rice.
Pecan pie.
I don't like pie.
Dude. David brought some pie the other day, and that shit slapped. Yeah, yeah. Do I have... I think I have some left over. Okay. I'm going to have some after this. Go. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Thanksgiving food. I feel like... I don't know. I feel like everyone's different. I feel like it depends on the person.
Yeah, yeah. Like, listen. It's not... I'm not going to sit here.
Like, this is the traditional breakfast...
Send me that picture.
Not breakfast. Thanksgiving spread.
Yeah, like the little Thanksgiving...
That I normally see.
So, like, right here, what you can see, there's a corn casserole... I believe
mashed potatoes, cranberries.
I believe this is turkey.
That's definitely turkey
and green beans. Some green beans.
And then, like I said, usually a lot of people will have ham also.
Yeah. Oh no, ham always. You know what? I this might be just my family. You know what always appears in Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
The Hawaiian ones,
dude. Oh, no, dude. I mean, you've had to have had this. You've had it because I made it like three times. Dude, when I make the little fucking sliders...
They're okay. No, I'm kidding.
I haven't walked off camera in a while,
no,
so...
Stay.
So...
I haven't had the sliders.
Dude.
You've made the pulled pork ones.
No.
I made the pulled pork ones for me.
Oh, I did make the pulled pork ones.
But you've never made the sliders.
But you haven't had the burger ones.
Yeah,
that I've
never had the
Those
sliders.
Those are good.
I'm waiting for you to make them,
I'll
motherfucker.
Make them for you. Look, today, no. We'll make sliders with... And for
I
dessert...
I do not know if I'm leaving,
For
so.
Dessert, we'll have... We'll have, I say wherever you were going to go, just bring that person. Just bring that person here.
Morgan would not lie with you guys.
Shout out to Morgan. Does Morgan watch our podcast?
No.
Shout out to Morgan.
yeah.
I want to know what yams are now.
I want to know what love is.
You'll get there.
Like, will I?
You know, I really thought about...
you. I appreciate you not for taking the bait.
Of course.
Continue.
You know, I really thought about for Christmas making official Nerd Slice merch and just presenting you with the very first ever Evans in Love Todos Trying t-shirt.
I want one so bad.
I think it'd be really iconic.
I'm making clothes for Christmas, so.
Are you making Nerd Slice clothes?
No.
I have nurse clothes, but I had to burn it. Don't worry about it.
The fuck happened?
Don't worry about it, baby. Don't worry about it. Because they're not worried about it anymore.
So, I'm very difficult to buy.
I don't think
Christmas
you are.
Presents
my
for?
Family's the hardest to buy for. No, I'm gonna expose my family. I love you all, though. Just out of respect. My father, worst person to buy presents for.
Why?
Because my dad will tell you the exact thing that he wants. He'll be like, I want this very specific jacket in this very specific color, and then return the jacket. And we're like, why? Like, if, because my family is always trying.
Why would he return it?
My family is always, because then he'll realize, like, well, you know, like, I actually don't like, he's very like, I don't know, like, We have a fun little story.
Yes.
Where he went on a hunting trip recently.
Okay.
Right.
Is he back?
No, they're still out right now. He bought 4 backpacks because he couldn't decide which backpack was the perfect backpack to go hunting.
I will say
he returned obviously the other 3.
I will say it is very hard buying presents for, like, I love my father as well, but he's difficult buying presents for because he will buy himself what he wants. So, like, there's never something that he's like, I want
this. Can I call you out for a second? Because you just brought back a memory that I haven't thought about in years.
What?
So when Tono and I were about 10 years old, right? Very first time, the Xbox 360 came out, right? And Tono, it was the Xbox 360. No, it was not the original. The original Xbox came out when we were like 5.
No.
This was like the 360. Hey. This came out like in middle school.
Hey, no.
Tono, no. The 360 is the one that came out
with
the PS3.
Story? Is it my dad's story?
Yeah, it's the one that came out with the PS3.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Was it the original Xbox?
I'm telling you fucking right now. It is my father. We bought the original Xbox.
Okay, so then maybe it was the original. Maybe my timeline's messed up. But Tono and his brother decided for Father's Day... For Father's Day, the day about fathers, to buy their dad an Xbox, right? And their dad, they presented it, and he went, wow, this is really cool.
It gets worse.
But, like, I don't think I'm going to use it. And Tono and his brother were like, that's such a shame. I guess we'll use it.
So, you have most of that story, right?
I have every story, right? I'm always right.
It gets worse. So for Father's Day, we...
Shout out to all the dads out
there. We convinced my father. We were like, hey, Dad, we play video games a lot, and we would love if you played with us. So, we believe you should buy us an Xbox. So me and my brother didn't buy an Xbox. We convinced my dad to buy us an Xbox so that we could play with him. He played one game of Halo. It was Halo...
Had
two.
To have been, that was about
it
to say,
was
if it was
two,
the original, had to have been
he
two.
He played one game and he couldn't understand, because remember, he came from, like, Mario platform running. He couldn't understand that one stick would move you and the other stick was to move around. So he was like, I don't like this, and never played again. And so,
Donald and his brother bought themselves an Xbox.
No, we didn't buy
Father's
it. He
Day.
Bought it for us.
Exactly.
For Father's Day.
Speaking of random things, but I really fuck with your Kindle.
Dude, I love my Kindle.
Like, honestly, are we... Let's do it. We haven't done it in a while.
What?
Donald shopping list. What are Donald some... Because I know list. You. I know you, and I know your brain has been like, the holidays are coming up. Black Friday's coming up. Why is it called Black Friday? When did that happen? Because that's already been a thing since, like, the 2000s.
I don't know.
Go off on your shopping list while I do my history knowledge. Because, like I said, you guys
gain knowledge. So I just bought a
Kindle.
I just got a Kindle because I wanted to read a book. And we'll talk about the book in a second because I have thoughts. I bought a Kindle because I wanted to read. And, like, I don't know what it's been, but my focus hasn't been really sound lately. So I have this red flag that I listen to everything at 2x speed. And
he does.
Yeah. So I don't know what it is, but I have not been able to read or listen to audiobooks recently. So Aesthetica had this book called The Fourth Winkle, which we will talk about in a second. And I started listening to it, but I just couldn't keep up. So instead of going to 1x speed and just listening to it like a normal human being, I bought a Kindle and I read the whole book and I finished the book. Ooh. And I love the Kindle. I don't know what it is. I
found the reason, but it's too long, so I'm not going to read it.
Cool. It gives me the same feeling I had with the Nook, but better.
I still have my Nook.
It fits in my hand. mine got stolen. But there's not really anything that I want. I want a new 3D printer. I want to throw away the other two because I don't feel like fixing them.
So instead of getting the cheaper part to fix it, you're just going to spend another $300 on printer?
No, because that sounds terrible. The real TLDR to that is I just don't like FDM printers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just find them very difficult to deal with. I find them like incredibly easy to break. And I just... there's so many moving parts that could go wrong that, like, I stress about life so much. I don't need to be stressed out that my 3D printer is going to not work. Mm-hmm. So I like resin printers more. Mind you, my resin printer hasn't been being nice to me, but I know that that's a me problem, not the printer's problem. So I kind of want a bigger resin printer, but I'm not going to get one. I'm not fucking psychotic. I don't use them enough for it to matter. If I start printing a lot, then I might use it.
You should print us a third co-host.
No.
What would we call them? They're like 3D printed.
Tony.
No.
Yes.
No.
Listen.
There's only one Tony. There's two Tonys.
Tony is a manufactured android that I created.
Why did you make him so damaged that...
like creator, like creation.
Yeah. So, So what's on your shopping list?
I just fucking told you.
Other than the 3D printer. A 3D printer?
What do you think? What do you think would be on my shopping list?
Girlfriend.
You can't buy those. Evan, no.
Mail order brides
Evan,
are.
No.
Alright.
I will not become a meme.
Let me come here. Give me your head.
No.
I need to pretend I'm in your mind.
Never make that sound again. Ever.
Alright.
You scare me sometimes.
A nice pair of socks.
I do dig a nice
some
pair
socks.
Of socks.
I feel like you want, follow me here. I feel like you want flannel, but not like thick flannel.
No, I don't dig flannel that much, actually.
Let me think. What else?
You're just going to
some camera close. Equipment. I feel like you want a vlogging camera because I keep seeing you.
And there we go. You've hit what you can always say I want. Any camera equipment or anything production equipment.
No, but
equipment,
I feel like
I want.
I feel like you want a vlogging camera because I've been in the room with you when you've looked up vlogging cameras.
No, it's just I came
which
back.
Which I have a vlogging camera.
I came back from Finland and my coworker has a vlogging camera and I vlogged for them. And I thought it was cool. Mm-hmm. I would never vlog. I don't know why I would want it.
I feel like you want.
I would love
lights.
I would love an aperture 120D.
Yeah,
I would love the FX3. I would also love a Fujifilm camera. I would love like a Hasselblad
I got another one. You want an FP? You want an FPV drone?
Yeah, but I feel like I'd crash it.
No. I feel like you would 100% crash it.
Cool.
Yeah. But I feel like
we're
you'd
not
crash
gonna
it.
Go down the list of stuff.
I feel like
that
you
I
would
like.
Crash it in the dumbest way. I feel like you would get like you know like the very stereotypical like going through like canyons. Mm-hmm. I feel like you would do that perfectly, but you would try to fly it like down the end of your street and hit a stop sign.
No, so I know exactly what I'd do. Mm-hmm. I'd be like Evan, I want to do this cool shot where I like go past you and then turn around and you're doing something, and I would fully at 100 speed go straight into your back.
Nice. Because my back is rock solid.
And you would be in the
filled
hospital.
Filled with muscles.
That thing goes fast.
Filled with muscles and rippling pectorals.
No.
I need you to vamp for a second.
No. So anytime my wish list would always have camera equipment. But, you know, I can't. Camera equipment is so expensive. And my at work, they just gave me the ability to get some equipment for us. And I am in heaven. But nevertheless.
I want you to know.
So camera equipment is not on my wish list.
I want you to know I held back my intrusive thoughts.
Why?
Because I was going to, as I came back to the couch, I was going to full speed ram into you. Like a Ford Explorer. That's definitely a car, right?
I thought you were going to say something wholly more inappropriate than that.
Like.
No.
Like a stormtrooper with Chewbacca.
So I started reading, or I finished a book,
mm-hmm.
Called The Fourth Wing.
Please don't talk anymore, because I want to read it. Did you like it at least? You can tell me that much.
I did like it.
If you had to give it a rating, and after that,
I'm gonna say something about it. I give it a 4 out of 5. It was a really good. Like, it's not like the best book ever, but it was entertaining. It was.
You give it a 4 out of 5? Yeah. I feel like you haven't liked a book that much in a while.
Aesthetica has good taste.
Aesthetica does have good taste.
Di Huerta?
Dude. She sent a snap the other day.
Juan, you did a good job.
You did a great job, Juan.
You did a good job, Juan.
Juan and Asim. I believe that's the correct way to say his mom's name. Yeah. Asim. But Aesthetica sent a video the other day, and he was like on the ground, and those thighs, bro. I want D-Wet-Dust thighs. D-Wet-Dust thighs, they're like, okay. You know, like how in anime people like have power ups and like their muscles just go goo goo. That's how I feel about D-Wet-Dust thighs. That's right, D-Wet-Dust. We talked about you and your father. I was trying to flick off, but I did a peace sign.
So I've always heard that books have smut in them.
Heard the Muffin Man?
So I've always heard that books
Fourth
have...
Fourth Wing has smut?
I've always heard
I didn't
that
realize that. I thought it was just a very stereotypical YA novel.
I've always heard that books, that YA novels have smut in them.
But not like heavy smut.
Have you ever heard of ACOTAR?
Does ACOTAR have like very graphic smut? Yes! I know it has spicy moments.
Like very graphic. But does it have graphic. Like
his member slid down? Like does like stuff
From
like that?
From what I understand, yes.
Hold up. Do I have ACOTAR here?
No, just sit down. So
can we read Ice Planet Barbarians?
No, David is gonna read. Shout it out for to the Patreon. So I read Fourth Wing, and I knew it had smut in it because Aesthetica told me it had smut.
Of course,
in it.
Of course.
I don't think I've ever read a book that had smut in it. No. Let me finish.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever read a book that had smut in it because smut is not smut. It's just porn. It's just
do
porn.
Do we feel like secretly? Aesthetica just reads a lot of smut?
Yes.
Probably.
No, like 100%. Yeah, no, not secretly.
Yeah.
I don't think she reads it. I think she listens to it.
Do we think, like...
Oh, she reads smut.
I would not be surprised if one day we found out, like, some of our friends, like, wrote YA novels.
If anyone wrote YA novels or smut, I definitely think it would be Aesthetica and... Thalia.
Maybe.
I think Thalia has a pen name that she does not tell any of us, that she writes the most aggressive smut.
Maybe Thalia wrote Ice Planet Barbarians, and that's why she wants us to read it so badly. Mm-hmm. She just wants us to appreciate her work.
Our Patreon, you can hear Di Huerta read it in his sultry voice.
In his very sexy, sultry voice. But speaking of random things that are extensions of our podcast, yes. You ready for the questions of the day, babe?
Yes, I do.
Ready for those questions?
Yes. So What's I on? Want you to do it in...
I love you. I'm glad you realized what I was about to ask.
I want you to sing it in the... I don't know the name of the song. We both know.
Yeah, of course you don't know the name of the song.
But we were both young when I first saw you.
Oh, Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Questions of the day.
Nice.
I got you.
Nice.
I was a singer in a past life. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
You could have fooled me. I'm sorry.
Yeah? Sorry. Didn't your mom like roast you the other day? Yeah. She's like, no. Yeah, I knew you were home because the song was not good.
No. I was singing the Follow the Yellow Brick. Right? So my mom goes, oh, Tono, welcome home. And I go, Mom, how'd you know that wasn't Dad?
Do you want
And she went, because your dad can't hold a tune. And I was like, first of all, thanks, Mom. Second of all, yikes.
Do you want to try harmonizing for a second together?
No.
This boy's too young to be singing. Ready? No, we're going to do it. Ready?
What are we singing?
This boy's too young. Ready?
No. I'm going to cut it out.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because.
We hit.
Do you want to hear?
We hit Made of Stone the other day. That was cool.
Do you want to hear? This is exposing myself a little bit. So I was, I've been really into a singer called Ren. I think you know it.
Yeah, you played all 9 minutes of their song here the other day.
No, I just wanted Thalia to hear it.
And okay. She liked it. Yeah.
At the end of the song, there's like this. So he does mostly rapping, but at the end of the song, he has this part that he sings. And I think it's pretty good. And I think I can hit it. So like a week ago, I was doing a voiceover for my job. And before I was doing the voiceover, I had the mic set up and everything. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to record myself. And there's a recording of it with the music in the back, and I fucking killed that shit. Which is the stupidest, most like geeky thing I've ever done in my life.
Cool.
I'm so lame. So we have questions of the day.
We have questions of the day.
So what was the question of the day?
I asked you guys because you know we started this video podcast of the year.
Yes.
With our wing challenge.
We
right?
did.
And you know, you and I have talked about how we want to do other challenges.
We
so
didn't
I asked,
start with the Wing Challenge. We started recording for the Wing Challenge.
Well, I'm saying video. That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah, okay,
I said we started this video podcast because we had our audio podcast. Mm-hmm. We started with the Wing. So I asked you guys, what other like little challenges would you guys like to see us do, right? So
can I guess first one, who goes first?
Sure.
Fernando Reyes.
No way. How did you know that?
I'm just going to get real good at this.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like we have the TV there or anything. But I asked you guys, what should be the next challenge that Evan and Thon will tackle, right? And Stick Figure says, anime dubbing improv, the best actor is the winner.
Dude.
I feel like you and
actually, I think that that would be
go,
extremely funny.
Unhinged. Anyway.
I think that that would be extreme. What anime would we dub over?
It has to be One Piece.
It has to be
One Piece. It has to be One Piece.
No. No. Hear me out.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Naruto. The one scene that Hinata talks to Sakura.
We're not doing this. Anyway, they also had a question of the day as well.
Okay.
Which is... They have a question for us, which we haven't had in a while, so that's cool. Their question is, from your honest belief, which character do you believe is the worst in terms of just being a great villain and has done the most... Despicable. They were trying to say despicable. Mm-hmm. I speak Stick Figures.
Yes.
Omni-Man or Homelander? I'll tackle this one because you haven't finished all of the boys. You did see Invincible because you and I watched the first season
and
together.
And I watched the first season of the boys.
I'm honestly going to say Homelander. I think Omni-Man has... Omni-Man's terrible. Omni-Man is terrible. But the things that Homelander does purposely and the way that Homelander has sort of I've read the Invincible comics and I know how Omni-Man's story unfolds.
Yes. Homelander.
I think Homelander is just a little more unhinged, whereas Omni-Man is more of a calculated evil. I think Homelander is just more unhinged, and I think there's a scarier factor in that. Where someone said it perfectly, where anytime Homelander is on screen, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. I have an answer.
Go ahead.
Griffith.
That was neither any of them that
but
anyone...
it's the
anyone,
truth. He's the worst.
Anyone asked.
And if anyone ever says Griffith was right, no. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Griffith.
No.
Griffith was... Uh-uh. Was, there's,
no, we,
there's
we don't
no,
forgive.
We don't
we
forgive.
Don't forgive.
React,
just like
no.
We don't forgive. I got this. If I don't get it right... Aesthetica might murder me.
Johan? I know you.
Yes, it was cool. Johan that I was going to say.
So, the next challenge that we got is from Thalia, which she's very much specified that she wants to do.
We've said this.
A makeup challenge. I do her makeup and we'll figure out someone. Maybe we'll just do Tony's. Just do makeup on Tony.
I win then.
Maybe.
Win.
Speaking of Tony,
I think that
their challenge that they say we should do is therapy.
How would that work?
We see which of us is more damaged.
Hey, really quickly.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's me.
Anyway, this next one I think is super funny because I've seen this a lot. The tortilla slapping challenge.
I think it would be
so because the way that I've seen a few different people do it. I've seen one where we have the water in our mouths and we have to make the other one laugh.
Yes.
Right. And then whoever laughs, they get slapped by the tortilla. Yeah. I've also seen people do it where it's like you have to ask a question and then there's different variations.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it'd be funny to slap each other with tortillas.
I agree. I think we do the question one where we ask each other questions and if you're wrong, you get slapped by a tortilla. But you know how that's going to end, right?
We're just going to
start beating the shit out of each other.
I'm right. I'm left. This next one here from Bridget underscore 22. Yeah, underscore, Thonal. A baking challenge. I would fuck that up.
I would actually
so
too.
Hard.
This is something you would never have known because it was when I was in Orlando. I was actually a pretty good fucking baker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think we actually do a baking challenge.
Yeah? You would win.
Why?
Total, I burnt cookies yesterday.
You did not.
I burnt cookies yesterday.
How do you burn cookies?
Because I did the exact instructions and it didn't specify. I think that I had to have it on the lower rack instead of the... Oh my God, I died.
That's for you burning the fucking cookies. Yeah. Dude, you're not going to be able to get it back.
I got really short arms.
How do you burn cookies?
The bottom. It's weird. It was that the bottom burnt, but the tops were soft. And it just made me sad.
Yeah, you need to go on a lower heat. so that it cooks more.
Yeah, because I put the exact instructions on the fucking thing. Anyway, yeah. I'm not reading the next question. Half Squad Soph here says, try not to laugh with water in your mouth, which I feel like I said, it's kind of similar. But we would have to have
someone else.
I'm going to show you the first question just so you can.
No, I saw. Yeah, cool, I saw. And I gave them a death.
Cool.
I think try not to laugh with water is fine, but we're just going to have, we're going to just spit take both of you. Oh, I thought you were going to just drop that one too. No. So it's just Donal.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be funny. Are we going to like spit water at each other?
I think we do the one where we try to make the other person laugh,
mm-hmm.
and if that person laughs, we take a shot.
So you just want us to die?
Yeah.
Cool. This last one here from Hipster Henley going, Bean Boozled, but with difficult questions. Have you ever had Bean Boozled?
No.
It's fucking awful. What is Bean Boozled? So do you remember the beans from Harry Potter?
Oh.
They're like jelly beans, but they have different flavors. Yeah, and some are normal. Some are like apple pie or green. Yeah. But then there's ones that are like vomit, grass, toothpaste. Which, mind you, the toothpaste one actually does not taste bad.
I've eaten grass. Grass tastes good, too.
Have you touched grass? I know you haven't.
Yes.
You haven't?
Yes.
You've never touched grass.
We both have full,
you fucking,
like, professional lives.
You fucking Kindle reading...
I do read my Kindle.
Jujutsu Kaisen watching.
Nope. I don't watch Jujutsu Kaisen.
You should. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Gojos. But anyway, that's our last question of the day. Thank you, guys.
So we had neither V-Mogurtov?
V-Mogurtov did. V-Mogurtov did the tortilla challenge. And we do have one from Aesthetica.
We do have one from Aesthetica at the very end.
Similar to the Hot Wings challenge, eat various sour candies. I don't know. I just made this up. You also asked this question before I could think about it. I asked this question a few days ago. But anyway, Aesthetica does not lose her spot.
I think that would be fine, but I don't like candy. So
we'll figure it out.
No, I'll eat it for the bit.
Have you ever had...
But like when we did the Hot Wings challenge, at least I liked...
They have... I'm trying to remember. Is it citric acid? It's the actual powder that they do to make candy sour. We'll just put that on like a bunch of food for you.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on a glizzy for you. Just a hot dog. Just be like, here, open. And be like... Before we end the podcast...
No. We're not just going to walk away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
No one's asked me that in days. Before we end,
yes, what's Red, up?
I did want to do a mini segment that I, you know, because us and we detoured like 9 times. Yes. So you know how last podcast we talked about what a T-Rex actually sounds like?
Are we going to talk about conspiracy theories for the first time?
Yes. No, so okay, you know how we talked about the T-Rex. What would you want other things that we think sounded like to actually sound like? I've thought about this.
The question is weird. I'd like to know what space sounds like.
No. What I'm saying is, you know how like the T-Rex, we're used to like the Jurassic Park, like, right?
Yes.
And it was a lot creepier.
Yes.
What would you want something that we think we know what it sounds like to actually sound like? Right? So I have my example.
Go.
Dodo birds, right?
Yes.
We think dodo birds, they're birds, right? They're gonna be like, yes. Right? I want dodo birds to have the deepest, most good, like just like a... Like, just imagine that.
They probably would have lived if they had such a scary sound.
So, what else? What about I want mammoths to have, like, really high-pitched, like, ska.
So, you just want the opposite of what they look like.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, but that's not how that works.
Or, like, imagine, like, just, like, a bug. Imagine if bugs can make, like...
They do make sounds.
No, but, like bigger sounds. Like, imagine being, like, in your room, and you see, like, an ant, and it just goes, wah, wah.
I think it'd be funnier if a spider went
wah wah.
Hello.
Hello there.
I don't have an answer for this. I'm gonna be straight with you. I think that
you're gonna be straight with me? Yeah. I thought you were an acute angle.
More like an obtuse angle. That was the dumbest bit you and I have ever had.
Thank you guys for watching. As always, we appreciate it. As always, leave your questions. You know where to find us. You know what we do.
Thank you for watching.
Don't know what we do,
we don't why are either. You here?
But like Donald said, we're going to You're gonna break the letters.
Now it's Tono
and Evan. Now we're ending the podcast. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys for everything.
See you guys next time.
Peace.
Bye.